Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio world and the focus on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you to spend the next few minutes with me, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with the top 10 stories, the big topics of the week, and the people that folks are talking about. It's Michael's official job to go through these by the numbers, so we'll get started with that, and then I'm sure we'll go into some of the other things that make this format on the radio so fascinating, Michael.
All right, I'm about to do my official job, and here are the official stories of this past week on talk radio, news talk radio. Major League Baseball action and the A-Rod poker flap. He's got himself a little investigation going. Is at number 10. At number 9, the Dolly Parton T-shirt apology. At number 8, Jerry Lewis out as the MDA chairman. And then we get into some of the heavier news. At number 7, we have the FAA partial shutdown. At number 6, we have Middle East tensions and Iran nukes. Lots of trouble in Syria. At number 5, we have Iraq and Afghanistan and all the military operations there. At number 4, a killer heat wave has engulfed the country. At number 3, the 2012 presidential race. At number 2, stock market activity and the employment picture. And number 1, the debt deal. The most talked about people include Alex Rodriguez at 10, Dolly Parton at 9, and Jerry Lewis at 8. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood at 7. We have the candidates at number 6, Tim Pawlenty, Rick Santorum, Herman Cain, John Huntsman. At number 5, the bigger candidates, Michelle Bachmann and Mitt Romney. At number 4, the players, Mitch McConnell and Eric Cantor. Number 3, Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid. Number 2, John Boehner. And number 1, Barack Obama. There you go.
All right, so the debt deal, employment issues, stock market activity dominate News Talk Radio this week. The ongoing battle on the air, the deficit, the controversy, the anger. It's very troubling to look at the headlines and listen to the discussions, Michael, and wonder how all of us shouldn't just be on the Brooklyn Bridge ready to jump off.
There's a lot of worry, out there.
Yeah. So in terms of how that serves us, we're cheerleaders for talk radio, and they're all different kinds. We have political talk radio, I suppose the issues, if you will. We have people who are trying to be in the middle rather than the left or the right. We have people talking about things that have nothing to do with the politics. We have people that are into sports. I mean, there are all kinds of things. It's not just one format, or in the format, there's a lot of different twists and turns. But one wonders when you look at the headlines and figure that the news talk stations are talking about the headlines, you listen to some of these conversations, it really is extraordinarily depressing.
Yeah, these are depressing times, I'm sorry to say. And obviously, talk radio that reflects what people are talking about, and particularly the stuff of this program and this survey that we do, is news talk radio. So it means economics, it means politics, it means our way of life. These are tough times. People are worried. All the gains in the stock market, or at least at the moment we're talking right now, were wiped out. People are not sure what's going to be in terms of the economy over the next year. There's talk of this double dip. You get different answers from different economists. The politicians are each other's throats. And we get deeper and deeper into debt as a nation. Extremely troubling, I'm sorry to say.
All right. And so is our job to just talk about that or to come up with ideas, solutions, hope?
Our job is all of the above. Our job, meaning broadcasters who are involved in this medium, is to try to give information, to try to give various points of view, to argue and debate the issues, and to, in some cases, offer encouragement, offer comfort when it's realistic, offer warnings when they are dire. There's no one message. The key is to keep this medium a vital venue, a vital stage for important discussion, and to do so in a way that's compelling and entertaining and will create listenership so that talk radio can survive in a very difficult advertising economy. I mean, we, meaning our industry, is not immune from the very problems we're talking about. It's not like, it's not like we're in a safe place.
Yeah.
The broadcasting industry, its well-being and its sustenance comes from the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly from advertising, but also from subscriptions, from people buying things, from selling stuff. And when there's no money out there, when people are tightening up, when people are holding on to their assets, it slows down everything. So there's a lot of pain in our industry right now, not to mention concern over what to talk about.
Well, the thing that is troubling when you look at it, you find that these people who don't seem to understand their own self-interest in a way, talking all this down, and then advertisers go away because the economy isn't good and the business falters, whereas if you turned it around a little bit and tried it, we all know that it's all a state of mind. The economy, what goes on, it's based on people and their sort of crazy way of thinking.
To a great degree, except if you can't get credit. You see credit and mortgages, being able to have access to money is more than a state of mind. It's very real.
Right.
It's also when you have a small radio station or a middle-sized radio station in a city that sells advertising to local sponsors, when the local sponsors don't have money and they tighten their budget, I mean, you could say to them, now's when you should be advertising.
Yep.
But it doesn't always work that way.
No,
don't have the money.
Yeah.
It's hard to advertise and commit to getting into debt for payments when you don't have money or there's no business. But worse, a lot of small businesses are closing up.
Yeah.
It amazed me. I spend a lot of time in Manhattan. I can't believe the neighborhood that I have a place in used to have a large number of restaurants that I enjoyed frequenting. One by one, every week, every month, they've been closing up and being replaced by either empty buildings or banks.
Mm-hmm.
So the color and the flavor of the neighborhood has changed. All in the last 2 years. It's shocking.
Yeah, it really is pretty shocking. Actually, get right down to it. It's shocking. That's probably the best word for it. In a moment, whether or not news talkers, those who are opinion makers, those who are associated with the world of politics should be identified with any one candidate or not, Michael and I will examine that in a moment as the Talk Radio Roundup continues.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps.
Shh.
Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? Their incredible selection of Windows laptops. Perfect for your student. Now you don't have to hear.
You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big.
Or,
the X key is missing. That's not an important letter.
Or our favorite.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
So go to Staples for powerful and portable laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology. Staples. That was easy.
Let me tell you some of the reasons people get into trouble with credit cards. A job loss or salary cut, an unexpected expense, a divorce, a business loss, or even helping a family member or friend in need. How do I know? Because I'm Howard Dvorkin, the founder of Consolidated Credit. I understand that credit card problems are not about overspending. It's about emergencies and unexpected situations. For nearly two decades, Consolidated Credit has helped over 5 million people just like you. We can reduce your interest rates and cut your payments up to 50%. There's a lot of ways to get into trouble with debt. There's only one trusted way to get out. Consolidated Credit. When credit card debt is the problem, we're the solution.
Call Consolidated Credit now. 1-800-897-8374. 1-800-897-8374. That's 1-800-897-8374.
5701 Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Licensed debt management service provider, Vermont and New York Banking Departments, Maryland 49, Oregon DM80031.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Talk Radio in Review. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here, as we talk about the hot hits in talk radio for the week of August 1st through the 5th, 2011. Politics on, let's see, one, at least the top three items this week have some political connection. You could argue a couple of more are also connected to politics. There are a lot of people who go out of their way to have their pictures taken with celebrities. And those of us who are in the talk business, or I should say those who are in the political or news talk business, talking about politics, elections, government, and that sort of thing, seem to be very eager these days to get themselves in a picture with some well-known politician. And they come to the studio. There's a guy in Des Moines who's got his picture in Talkers Magazine with Michelle Bachmann. Hey, who cares? But why? But it does seem to be that that's something, and then there are questions asked about whether they're too closely aligned with one person, and does that hurt their the whole credibility thing, Michael?
Well, it all depends. I mean, just having your picture with somebody. I've had my picture taken with politicians, to be polite, whom I don't like, who I personally am against. Yeah. But, I mean, that doesn't mean I'd be rude to them or I wouldn't be proud of the fact that I met them at an event or something. So I don't know if having your picture taken with somebody qualifies for endorsing them. But the endorsement thing, when you do line yourself up behind a specific candidate, you run the risk of it alienating more people than it befriends, and thus hurting you in the listenership, or concentrating your listenership among, like this Tea Party thing, a critical mass of listeners that actually give you a boost. Mm-hmm. It's a very tricky business, and it's one that is different from circumstance to circumstance.
Yeah, I guess, it depends on what it is that you're, who you're trying to appeal to, because some people will love that. Some of your core, some of the base will love that. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I don't know how many people who don't like Barack Obama wouldn't be happy to pose in a picture with him and then put it out as a press release.
Yeah, right. Yeah, have your picture taken. Isn't that great? And the pictures last for nanoseconds. You know, you just, hey, can I get my picture taken with you? It's not like these guys even know who you are or they care who you are. It's the old business of, okay, we have a moment in the sun. Let's take advantage of it. But, you know, to think that they make a difference, it's just, I guess, the ego assuagement of having your picture with that person.
Well, yeah. I mean, but you're being hard on people here, Doug. come on. It's cool to have your picture taken with somebody because it's a moment in time. I mean, what is a photo? All photos are fleeting. A photo is a fascinating thing. It's a snapshot, to use the term literally and figuratively, of something that happened at a moment.
Mm-hmm. All right. You know? Yeah, okay. So I'm still one who thinks that this is not necessarily a great thing, but it is what it is. I'm actually looking at my picture with somebody right now that appeared in Talkers Magazine. So it just goes to show you. There are a lot of things.
Yeah, you're just like the rest of us.
Yeah, right, exactly. I want to be seen with the rich and famous. I want my picture taken with you. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Check him out at talkers.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost. and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And we're talking about the debt deal, the so-called Super Congress, in our focus in a few minutes. First, though, let's go to Keith Larson on his radio program with Senator Jim DeMint commenting on the debt deal.
Jim DeMint and Lindsey Graham, when it went to the Senate, voted against it. Kay Hagan and Richard Burr in North Carolina voted for it. Here is the statement from Jim DeMint. This is a direct quote from Jim DeMint. This debt deal puts America at risk and does nothing to solve our spending crisis. And it's very simple. He and Sue Myrick and Patrick McHenry and Richard Burr cannot all be right. Somebody's got to be wrong. If Jim DeMint is right and the deal puts America at risk, if that's what it does, then Sue Myrick and Patrick McHenry and Richard Burr have voted to put America at risk. And I understand other people did as well. Mel Watt, Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, Kay Hagan voted to put America at risk, if Jim DeMint is right. But the people about whom I'm speaking, they think that Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, Mel Watt, and Kay Hagan are putting America at risk all the time anyway. So there's nothing new there. If DeMint is right and the debt deal is bad for America, if he's right, then look at who put America at risk. And if DeMint is wrong, okay, so maybe Jim DeMint is wrong. Maybe he is. Maybe Sue Myrick and Patrick McHenry and Richard Burr are okay. Well, if Jim DeMint is wrong, then so is the Tea Party. Then so's the entire 2010 election. Then so's every actual conservative who voted against the debt deal.
800-510-8255. There's one man's opinion. Here's another. Talk host Bruce Wolf with his partner Dan Proft talking to Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois about concerns he has over the Super Congress.
How concerned are you about the potential for automatic triggers if there's not agreement on cuts that would include substantial cuts in the military and the concern that you have potentially for our readiness?
Very, very concerned. In fact, I debated back and forth whether I was going to vote for this and came to the conclusion that I think this is the right thing to do. But my concern was the military cuts. And, you know, the goal here is it's painful for us. It's painful for the Democrats. So that's what, unfortunately, in Washington, D.C., you have to set up these kind of, like, triggers to get people to actually do anything out there. And so the goal of these triggers are to never be utilized. But let's say the commission comes out with something that we don't agree with. We vote it down, and now we're faced with those triggers. What we can do is still find, you know, the trillion and a half dollars ourselves pass it, try to come to some kind of a deal between the two to still avert coming to these triggers. So while there's a concern there, I can tell you that nobody wants to go to that position.
But we're acting like there's never going to be another war. I mean, Iraq and Afghanistan are going to wind down, and you know, there's nothing around the corner. There's no war that we're going to have to be involved in.
Well, and where I get concerned, to be honest with you, is I'm starting to hear Republicans and conservatives talking about the fact that we need to leave Afghanistan. But you know, and I hear them talk about the fact that we need to really reduce the size of our military. That's being a conservative means you believe in a strong national defense. So I'm very passionate about saying, you know, look, the most important job we do in the federal government is to protect us and to advance our interests. And unfortunately, if we just start slashing defense willy-nilly, we're going to really hamstring ourselves, and that's going to be a bad position to be in. We have to make sure that those that are fighting for us have every piece of equipment and every piece of body armor and every amount of food and whatever else that they need.
Nonsense. God doesn't know what he's talking about. There's a whole what wars we're in, what wars we've been in that have been of value to America, and a debate that we can have for a long time. But we'll pause now and maybe get back to that and other things on the debt side of things in a few minutes.
I can test drive a car before I buy it. I can try out the gym before I join.
So why not try out the savings at Sam's Club free? It's the Sam's Club open house event, August 5th through the 7th, where you can shop for back to class and save more on laptops, supplies, and appliances. No membership required.
Test drive the savings for yourself
at the Sam's Club open house event, August 5th through the 7th. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
"Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer."
Or,
"My flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class."
Or our favorite,
"I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist."
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now at Staples. That was easy. Now it while supplies last.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Save big during the PetSmart Power Sale. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on all varieties of Beneful dog food in 31.1-pound bags. And save up to $10 on select dog and cat flea and tick treatments. Plus, get 35.5-ounce cans of Frisky's cat food for only $15, excluding indoor selects. Don't miss our biggest sale of the year going on now at PetSmart. Happiness and...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Let's get back to the action here. Second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, talking about what you're talking about and others who are involved in the News Talk Radio biz, if you will. Is the debt deal a disaster for President Obama? Republicans got pretty much what they wanted, and the president couldn't get much, so some say. What say you? 800-510-8255. Here's a radio host, Brad Shepard, and a fellow with him named Bo Sullivan, talking to Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown about what triggers there are in the debt deal, the cuts, in other words, that would be made or may and might be made. I guess that's the way to categorize this.
I think these are pretty potent triggers because they split down. If we fail to do what we're supposed to do, what we're mandated to do in the balanced budget amendment, if we fail to do it, the trigger split down between defense spending and Medicare. So it hits each party right in the solar plexus.
Yeah, it hits those sacred cows. Obviously, when we're in the middle of 2.5 wars, to hit defense, people are obviously going to say, geez, we're not going to do that. So, yes, it forces the committee to come up, and we already have don't think that we're going to start from the beginning. They already have so many suggestions on how to save some real money, and that's the floor, it's $1.2 trillion. That's the floor. They can do more, but they have to at least hit that number.
Is there anything that's off the table? I mean, everybody talks about two-thirds of the federal government's budget is entitlement programs with Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare. Is there anything that's off the table, or do we really have to now have a serious conversation about those three programs?
Well, obviously we need to because people say, well, don't touch my Medicare. I remember getting the AARP and SEIU and MoveOn.org, they took out probably radio ads in your station even saying, call Scott Brown and tell him, cut. Well, first of all, the cut, cap, and balance bill specifically excluded Medicare and Social Security, so they were just lying. I mean, they weren't even factually correct. And so I'm not quite sure how you can run an ad when it's not even correct. But the fact that when seniors come up to me and they say, gosh, Scott, we didn't realize you had to borrow to actually pay us. So what about my future of the program? What about my son or daughter? Are they going to be eligible? So they recognize now that, in fact, we have to do something within the system to reform these programs, else they're not going to be around for much longer. So, I'm presuming they'll make recommendations, and everyone will have skin in the game, and it'll be an up-and-down vote. And if we don't fix these things, then the net's not going to be there. And I think people are smarter now. They understand that. They understand that they're not. And I doubt the way that they'll formulate it that it'll affect anybody who's eligible now, but it'll affect that next generation, certainly.
Senator Scott Brown, on the triggers and the debt deal, 800-510-8255. Have you seen some of the video, the back-and-forth conversation with Boehner and some of these other folks? The forecast is dire. The people, if you believe this, the national security is in jeopardy. What a bunch of nonsense. There's so much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. Let's get down to business on that, don't you think? 800-510-8255. Jeff, what are your concerns now as you've called in? What are you thinking? What are your thoughts? What are you thinking?
I think as long as you keep digging deeper in the hole, you're never going to get out of it. And I heard McConnell, the senator from Kentucky, say the other day that he's glad this is over and we can get back to those free trade agreements. We ought to make those fair trade agreements. You know, if they don't meet minimum standards, they can't trade with us. And Ross Perot was right when they signed these deals. There'd be a giant sucking sound of jobs leaving. Hey, they're gone. He was right, and nobody's willing to admit it.
Well, that's not 100% true anymore. Many of those jobs, although not enough of them, have come back here because they had problems getting things done. Maytag's a pretty good example of that. They built a couple of factories in Mexico, couldn't get the job done, so now I think they've come back into Texas, if I'm not mistaken. Interesting and penetrating thoughts. Thank you for sharing yours with us. You're all welcome to do that, you know, at 800-510-8255. Radio host John McConnell, talking with one of his callers. The caller says, now the Congress has passed this deal, let's get back to business. Like, how about passing a budget?
Let's go to the phones. Bill's on the North Shore. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
You know, he was talking about disaster averted, and now I think he got it right. Disaster put off. The disaster can has been kicked down the road. You know, we should have never increased the debt ceiling, never. But now that we have... You know, first of all, let me say why we shouldn't have increased the debt ceiling. You don't increase it. Let Obama and President Obama pay whatever bills he can pay with the 60%. Whatever he doesn't pay, if he makes bad decisions, you're hanging around his neck come the election time. If he makes good decisions, he gets to hang that around his neck election time. Because Washington is not going to do anything until you put their feet to the fire. So with that said, the next thing the Republicans need to do is they need to pass a budget. A budget that they want, a budget that says they have the House. The House is the spending portion, is where all spending bills originate. The Senate and the President have no authority other than to agree or disagree with what the House passes. So the House Republicans need to pass a bill that makes the necessary cuts and refuse, absolutely refuse, to do any continuing resolutions. We haven't had a budget in this country for more than 2 years. It's about time we have one.
Yeah, it's been over like 800 days. That's something else too. You're talking about the president made a perfectly valid point in his speech, the speech before he talked about this bill, budget bill getting passed. And I think he made mention of it today too, is that the people elected him to run government, not for a dysfunctional government. One of their primary jobs, I'm pretty sure, is to pass a budget, and they didn't do it when they had, you know, both houses and the presidency.
800-510-8255. Interesting and varied comments about many of these bits and pieces of the discussion. The Super Congress, though, seems to get a lot of attention, captures people's imagination. From our Countdown affiliate, WTMA in Charleston, host Richard Todd here with Senator Lindsey Graham about the so-called Super Congress.
What's going to happen in September, Senator Graham? I mean, the stipulations put into the debt deal that was signed by the president, They have some pretty serious cuts to entitlements and defense spending if the super committee can't come up with specifics. But is there anything, in your opinion, Senator Graham, that could change the perception that America has, that if they couldn't come up with a deal that had more substance than this, that really we should be pessimistic for what they can come up with by Thanksgiving?
You know, the joint committee is what you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But the joint committee, I don't think, is going to be able to have a breakthrough on entitlement spending. Because Democrats are going to want more revenue, and Republicans are not going to raise taxes, so you're going to have an impasse over that. Could you adjust the age for Social Security and Medicare eligibility? It seems that the Democratic Party seems very resistant to that. So if the committee fails to reach a conclusion, then the triggers are two things, Medicare and defense spending. Under the deal, if the committee can't report out cuts of $1.2 trillion, Medicare is on the table, but only for providers. Now, this is important, Richard. You can't adjust the age. You can't means test my benefits. You can't ask me to pay more as an upper-income American who could afford to pay more for Medicare. You're going to take it all from doctors and hospitals. I guarantee you we're not going to take $600 billion out of Medicare from doctors and hospitals because we've never done it. And since 1998, we always forgive the cuts due to doctors. So that puts you back on defense. If you take $600 billion out of the defense budget on top of the $400 billion we're already planning, you're going to decimate the Defense Department. So at the end of the day, I doubt if anything gets done.
Well, you know, if nothing gets done, though, that sword of Damocles hanging over the super committee, this joint committee, I mean, these cuts are going to go into effect whether the specifics come up or not.
Well, passed by the Congress. So, but wait, this is why the deal's so funny. You don't take up the cuts until January 2013, a new Congress. So what I'm saying is I don't see the Congress ever implementing the Medicare cuts to doctors and hospitals because in 1997, we reduced Medicare growth from like 11% to 3%, and part of that plan was to reduce payments to providers like doctors. And every year, we forgive that cut because it's so hard to find a Medicare doctor now. So what makes you think that a majority of the Congress is going to all of a sudden cut $600 billion out of Medicare? That's not going to happen, and the Democrats know that.
All right, so this Senator Lindsey Graham, a loud Republican influential, what do you think about what he has to say? 800-510-8255. Not so much discussion about those who voted yes or no today as much as there is the nuance of all of this. I'm looking at some of the opinion blogs and what people... Here's one guy writes, the liberals got rolled. Another guy writes, the 2012 election has the potential to be an anti-incumbent. The results will be anti-incumbent on both sides. Gee, you think so? 800-510-8255. More on the Super Congress when the countdown continues.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? Their incredible selection of Windows laptops. Perfect for your student. Now you don't have to hear.
You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big.
Or,
the X key is missing. That's not an important letter.
Or our favorite.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
So go to Staples for powerful and portable laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology. Staples. That was easy.
Newsbreak, I'm Bobby Owens. The traditional incandescent light bulb has been a household staple for over 100 years, but the common light bulb uses only 10% of its energy output for light and wastes the other 90% as heat. To spur the development of energy-efficient alternatives, the Department of Energy, DOE, launched the Bright Tomorrow Lighting Prize, or L Prize. Ed Crawford is General Manager of Lamps for Philips Lighting North America.
The L Prize represented an opportunity to innovate and develop an energy-efficient alternative to a product that's remained primarily unchanged for over a century. The fact that we are the first and only company capable of submitting a product and completing 18 months of rigorous testing, and that we either met or exceeded the DOE requirements in all categories, not only underscores our commitment to innovation and quality, it highlights our ability to bring meaningful leading technologies into the mainstream.
According to the DOE, an LED replacement for the 60-watt bulb could avoid 5.6 million metric tons of carbon emissions annually. For more, visit Philips.com. That's Newsbreak from Philips.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
Ray, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
A chip is 1,000 micro cracks waiting to spread. One big bump and crack. We'll have to replace the whole windshield. But not if we repair the chip first with Safe Light's exclusive resin. It bonds stronger and lasts longer than other resins. And we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
800-510-8255. Let's see. Greta Van Susteren talked to Senator Mitch McConnell more about the Super Congress. He's, by the way, one of the people putting it together.
Do you get to select who goes on the committee from the Republican side of the aisle?
I do. And this is not a commission. There are no outsiders on it. Nobody from the administration. This is a powerful joint committee of Congress set up to try to get a result. The way we've been doing things for years has led us to a $14 trillion deficit and over $50 trillion in unfunded liabilities, that is, promises we've made to future generations on Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid that we can't keep. We need to do something different. So we're setting up a structure here designed to succeed, not designed to fail. And I think to prejudge a report that hadn't even come out yet is a mistake. Let's wait and see if they can get the job done. There are powerful incentives to get the job done, because if they lock up, there's a pretty catastrophic consequence.
All right. Have other senators been knocking on your door to get on the committee, or are they running from you when they see you?
No, I've actually, surprisingly enough, had a number of senators call me this afternoon who are interested in it. We're going to go through the process sort of like a job interview to talk to them about whether they're willing to spend the time this is going to take. It's probably going to get started in August, and typically around here everybody's going back to their states in August. This is a big job, and it's going to take serious, responsible people to get it done. It has to report before Thanksgiving. The product will be voted on before Christmas.
What are you looking for in a committee member?
I'm looking for somebody who is solid philosophically, but also interested in getting an outcome. You know, I think if everybody puts on our most partisan members, nothing happens. We need to get an outcome. The country is looking for an outcome. We have to save entitlements. It's absolutely essential. They're not going to be there in a few years. And we've had a difficult time getting that done, sort of doing things the way we always do it around here. So it's time to try something different. And that's what the Joint Committee is about.
I guess if I were making the decision, if I were in your shoes, I'd wait to see what the opponent put up. If the opponent put up some partisan that I might want to put up partisan to sort of match it. I mean, I would assume that there's some sort of, you have to know who's on it from the other side.
I'm going to pick three people that I think are serious, responsible people who want an outcome for the country in a way that Republicans believe best. And I'm not going to pay a whole lot of attention to who anybody else puts on. I'm only responsible for my three, and I'm going to make sure they're serious, constructive people who have the same vision for the future of America that I do and most of my party members do.
All right, sounds like a little bit of one-way-isms there from Senator McConnell. Shane in Wisconsin wants to talk about the first thing we heard in this hour from John Sylvester. Is he somebody you listen to in Wisconsin on the radio, Shane?
Unfortunately not. I've never heard of him before today.
All right. So let me just play the comment quickly back, and then you give us a quick response.
I personally think the Tea Party is worse than Al-Qaeda when it comes to doing damage to America.
All right. Enough. Shane, you think that the Tea Party is worse than Al-Qaeda? What do you think of that statement?
Absolutely not. I'm not sure how he can absolutely say anything like that.
I can say it because he wants to. He didn't. So what? He said it. Big deal.
Exactly. Basically, what I'm thinking is that, I mean, I'm pretty sure that the 3,000 innocent people and all their family and friends who lost their lives would absolutely not.
He minimizes that, and that's pretty distasteful to begin with, and it goes from there. But again, this is a free country. We still have the ability to say what's on our minds, like you have done. Thank you.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown rolls along. One of our frequent visitors is Michael Levine, who runs the LCO Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles. Been in the PR business for decades. Has written any number of books. I think the last count was 18, right? Haven't you written
19.
19 books.
19.
Including Guerrilla Marketing, which is...
Guerrilla PR.
Guerrilla PR. It's all about guerrilla marketing, though, right?
Right.
In a manner of speaking, guerrilla PR. He also is responsible for the LBN E-Alert, a daily update on some of the most important things going on in our world, whether it be news, whether it be sort of pop. There's a difference between hard news, it seems today, although the line is blurred, Michael. Pop culture and hard news, they kind of flow together, and not necessarily is it ebb and flow. So the situation we find ourselves in this week is one of depression and doubt. And as much as it is there, it's around us, we want to run away from it, it seems hard to escape. Why is it that the news media takes such, it seems like, pride in reporting all these negative things, when in fact, in its own self-interest, it would be better to pump things up? Because when you make things lousy, that makes people start thinking, I don't want to buy this, I don't want to go there. So you are not supporting the advertisers of the newspaper or the television program or the radio show, and therefore the advertisers go away. So all of this down stuff has a negative effect, it would seem to me, on the bottom line of any of the electronic or print media.
Well, the media understands, and I think quite properly, fear sells. When you own a magazine or a newspaper, fear sells. And it's been a very important marketing technique throughout human history. If you have life insurance, you sell people on the fear of what poverty would look like without it. And if you have health insurance, you do the same thing and so forth. So fear sells. But I think you're making an interesting point about cynicism at large, which is that we don't believe anymore that anyone or anything is trustable. And there's a lot of reason to have that cynical belief. Many of our institutions have failed us terribly. And we also know internally, each individual knows that their own lives and their own friends seem to have less honor duty and responsibility, those issues are less important to them than they were to their father. People of another generation took the concepts of honor, duty, and responsibility more seriously than people of today. That doesn't mean that the people of another generation were necessarily saints. It just means that it's not the right thing to do was a term that resonated a lot more 40 or 50 years ago. Now, again, there were a lot of stains on the society 40 or 50 years ago, racism and all kinds of other things. But the basic concept of leaving a wallet out and returning the money was much more possible 40, 50 years ago than today.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what's our job as people who are in the limelight, if that's the right terminology, people who are considered leaders, or is there a role for whether we're in the media, whether we're in politics, in business? What's our role?
Yeah, I think our role is to present what has become a wonderful slogan, a fair and balanced view. Not a proctologist view of the world, not all negative, but not all positive either. I mean, some balance. There are people in the world who are responsible and who do take the concepts of duty, honor, and responsibility seriously. I mean, I think about the Navy SEALs who, any one of them could have exploited that bin Laden killing tremendously, to great profit, and yet we don't even know their names. So there are people. Now, admittedly, not as many as there were, and it's not a growth business. But there are, and we should know about those people, too, because we need role models, don't we? Desperately need role models.
Yeah, we do. And you look around and you don't see anybody. Most people say they don't want to get involved in you fill in the blank because there's too much media speculation or news media involvement.
Well, there is. There is no privacy. Every person has a cell phone. Every cell phone has a camera.
Yep.
Every camera can be posted anywhere. The internet is loaded with false accusations of utter, and you can write anonymously.
Yep.
It's all true.
It's no responsibility. About somebody to be thinking about, food for thought. A lot of people doing a lot of thinking this weekend, including Michael Levine from the LCO office in Los Angeles. He's the editor of LBNEler.com, the author of Guerrilla PR, here on the Talk Radio Countdown.